It may be hard to believe that there were some silver linings in the past year of the pandemic, but Pudd said there could be one due to the changes they had to make with public meetings.
This I can tell you, there's so few things that have come out of the pandemic that are good. One of those few things are what we've learned going to a remote format. I believe we will begin to transition back to live meetings. The time frame on that and when, I think, is a little to be determined, but it's coming on the near horizon. What I truly believe will happen is that even though we may go back to live meetings, everything we've learned from remote access to those meetings, I believe we will begin to integrate into a hybrid.
As an example, he said an East Side Commission public hearing last year on Zoom drew 120 attendees who wouldn't have been able to fit inside the TAMA Services building. In similar fashion, the recent Highland Flats development drew roughly 220 people.
Those people would have never fit into the Richens building. You know, our remote access via Zoom allowed people to plug in from their homes. I mean, they didn't have to, you know, leave their houses or skip dinner or, you know, couldn't get their kids a bath that night. They could listen, review, and comment remotely. We're working on that. Our colleagues in the IT department, Ron Boyer and his crew, have already been putting together a strategy on how we can continue that remote public comment, that participation.
Pudd said he supports the idea of incorporating live meetings with the Zoom technology they've learned to use.
Again, the best decisions are made with the most input involved. You know, there's the old saying that, you know, you're so affected by those who show up. This just gives more people a chance to show up and, you know, be able to be part of the decisions that will affect them in their neighborhoods. I 100% about being able to create those opportunities. I'm excited about it, actually.
County Development Director Pat Putt. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.